Hare Krishna, everyone. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Amarendra Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of Chaitanya Bhagavat, Adi Kanda, chapter 2, verse number 169 onwards. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for your valuable time and association. We are very fortunate to have you on the call. Dibol, please take over the call, Prabhu.
Thank you. Thank you, Mataji. ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकय चक्षुर उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरोः श्रीयुत पद कमलं श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं साग्रजातं सह गण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सह गणलिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणी श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे राम 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 हरे हरे सो वेलकम एवरीवन एंड थैंक यू फॉर काइंडली giving me an opportunity to purify my tongue and my consciousness by speaking, singing, remembering and glorifying Sri Shachinandan Gaur Hari, the Lord of our lives, the non-different incarnation of Radha and Krishna in the age of Kali Yuga. So I want to express my gratitude to Her Grace Kirtida Sundari Mataji and Prithi Vilasini Mataji and Vinita Gandharvika Mataji and all the senior Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis on the call for kindly engaging me in this service. And thank you all for kindly participating. I bow down and request all of you to kindly bless me. May the right words come at the right time in the right spirit of glorification. May this give pleasure to our ears. May it cleanse our consciousness. And at the same time, may our mind and hearts be completely surrendered at the lotus feet of Sri Radha Krishna. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha. So this is Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Adi Khanda, chapter 2, text 169 onwards. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So, will the verses be displayed, Mataji, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji?
Yes, Prabhuji, if you want, we can do that.
Okay, so that the devotees will be able to see the verses. I have the book with me, but devotees can also see the verses, if that is possible. If not, that is fine. So this is Adi Khanda, Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, written by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, chapter 2, text 169 onwards.
मत्स्य रूपे तुमि जाले प्रलय विहार कूर्म रूपे तुमि सर्व जीवेर आधार.
In the form of matsya, you enjoy in the waters of annihilation. In the form of kurma, you are the shelter of all living entities. Purport. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam 1.3.15.16, when there was a complete inundation after the period of the Chakshusha Manu and the whole world was deep within water, the Lord accepted the form of a fish and protected Vaivasvata Manu, keeping him up on a boat. The 11th incarnation of the Lord took the form of a tortoise whose shell served as the pivot for the Mandarachala hill, which was being used as a churning rod by the theists and the atheists of the universe.
Haya Griva Rupekara Vedera Udhara आदि दैत्य दोए मधु कैठवे संहार. In the form of Hayagriva, you saved the Vedas by killing the original demons, Madhu and Kaitav. The Laghu Bhagavatamrita Purva 50 says, Lord Hayagriva appeared from the fire sacrifice performed by Brahma. After killing the demons Madhu and Kaitava, he returned the Vedas. Shri Varaha Rupe Kara Prithvi Udhara Narasimha Rupe Kara Hiranya Vidara. In the form of Varaha, you delivered the earth, and in the form of Narasimha, you tore apart the demon Hiranyakashipu. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam 137, the supreme enjoyer of all sacrifices accepted the incarnation of a boar, the second incarnation, and for the welfare of the earth, he lifted the earth from the nether regions of the universe. The description of Narsingadev's incarnation is found in Srimad Bhagavatam 1318 as follows. In the 14th incarnation, the Lord appeared as Narasimha and bifurcated the strong body of the atheist Hiranyakashipu with his nails, just as a carpenter pierces skin. The phrase Kara Hiranya Vidar indicates that Lord Narasimha Dev tore apart Hiranyakashipu. Bali re chala purva vamana rupa hoy Parashurama rupe kara nikshatriya mahoy. In the wonderful form as Vaman, you deceived Bali Maharaj, and in the form of Parashuram, you rid the earth of Kshatriyas. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1, 19 and 20, in the 15th incarnation, the Lord assumed the form of a dwarf Brahmana Vaman and visited the arena of sacrifice arranged by Maharaj Bali. Although at heart he was willing to regain the kingdom of the three planetary systems, he simply asked for a donation of three steps of land. In the 16th incarnation of the Lord as Bhrigupati annihilated the administrative class Kshatriyas 21 times, being angry with them because of their rebellion against the Brahmanas, the intelligent class. Ramachandra Rupe Kara Ravana Samhara Haladhara Rupe Kara Ananta Vihara. In the form of Ramachandra, you killed Ravana, and in the form of Balaram, you performed innumerable pastimes. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1322, in the 18th incarnation, the Lord appeared as Lord Ram. In order to perform some pleasing work for the demigods, he exhibited superhuman powers by controlling the Indian Ocean and then killing the atheist King Ravan, who was on the other side of the sea. Buddha Rupe Daya Dharma Karaha Prakasha Kalki Rupe Karam Lecha Ganera Vinasha. In the form of Buddha, you exhibited compassion, and in the form of Kalki, you destroyed the Mlechas. So basically, all the Dashavatars have been mentioned here. How Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are the root of all the 10 incarnations. The Srimad Bhagavatam 1:3:24-25 says, then in the beginning of Kali Yuga, the Lord will appear as Lord Buddha, the son of Anjana, in the province of Gaya, just for the purpose of deluding those who are envious of the faithful theist. Thereafter, at the conjunction of the two yugas, the Lord of the creation will take his birth as Kalki incarnation and become the son of Vishnu Yasha. At this time, the rulers of the earth will then have degenerated into plunderers.
Dhanvantari Rupe Kara Amrita Pradana Hamsa Rupe Brahmadira Kara Tatva Jnana.
In the form of Dhanvantari, you delivered nectar to the demigods, and in the form of Hamsa, you spoke on the absolute truth to Brahma and others. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 2:7:19, O Narada, you were taught about the science of God and his transcendental loving service by the personality of Godhead in his incarnation of Amsavatar. He was very much pleased with you due to your intense proportion of devotional service. He also explained unto you lucidly the full science of devotional service, which is especially understandable by persons who are soul surrendered unto Lord Vasudev, the personality of Godhead. Elsewhere in the Srimad Bhagavatam 1:3:17, it is stated,
In the 12th incarnation, the Lord appeared as Dhanvantari, and in the 13th, he allured the Theus by the charming beauty of the woman, of a woman, and gave nectar to the demigods to drink. So Mohini Murthy has been hinted there. Shri Narada Rupe Veena Dhari Kar Gana Vyasa Rupe Karanija Tatvera Vyakhyana. In the form of Narada, you carry a Veena and sing your glories. And in the form of Vyas, you explain the truth about yourself. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 138, in the millennium of the Rishis, the Supreme Personality of Godhead accepted the third empowered incarnation in the form of Devarshi Narada, who is a great sage among the demigods. He collected expositions of the Vedas which deal with devotional service and which inspire non-fruitive action. Again, from the Srimad Bhagavatam 1.3.21, it is stated, thereafter, in the 17th incarnation of Godhead, Sri Vyasadeva appeared in the womb of Satyavati through Parashara Muni, and he divided the one Veda into several branches and sub-branches, seeing that the people in general were less intelligent. Can we read two more verses? Yeah, two more verses. Sarva lila lavanya vaidhagdi kari sange Krishna rupe vihara gokule bahurange. In the form of Krishna, your unlimited enchanting Gokul pastimes include those of all other incarnations. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 10.44.14, it is stated, what austerities must the gopis have performed? With their eyes, they always drink the nectar of Krishna's form, which is the essence of loveliness and is not to be equaled or surpassed. That loveliness is the only abode of beauty, fame, and opulence. It is self-perfect, ever fresh, and extremely rare. This verse actually is a very beautiful verse, a very popular one, and it is worth memorizing. Gopya tapakimacharan yadamushyarupam lavanya saram asamurdhvam ananya siddham. Like that. Very beautiful verse. The words Krishna rupe vihara gokule are described in the following verses from Laghu Bhagavatamrita 334, 520, 538. The various wonderfully enchanting sweet pastimes exhibited by the Lord in this world are superior to the opulent pastimes exhibited by Narayana among the demigods. Although Lord Krishna performs his pastimes in Gokul, Mathura, and Dwarka, his sweet pastimes of Gokul are the topmost. All animate and inanimate living entities become jubilant upon seeing the form of Gopendra Nandan, Shri Krishna, whose beauty is inexhaustible, nectarian, and incomparable. It is stated in the Brahmanda Purana, Santi bhurini rupani mama purnani sadgunaihi bhaveyustani tulyani na maya gopa rupina. All my various forms are full of six opulences, but there is no comparison to my form as a cowherd boy. The Padma Puran says, charitam krishna devasya sarvam eva adbhutam bhavet gopala lila tatrapi sarvato ati manohara. The characteristics of Krishna are certainly wonderful, and his pastimes of a coward boy are most enchanting. The Tantra state, Kandarpa Kotyar Budharupa Shobha Nirajya Padabja Nakham Chalasya Kutrapya Drishta Shrutaramya Kanter Dhyanam Param Nanda Sutasya Vakshe. I meditate on Nanda Suta, whose beauty surpasses that of millions of cupids who thus adore his lotus feet and toenails. His transcendental effulgence is beyond the description or vision of material senses. The Gokul pastimes of Sri Krishna are most perfect because they include all of Krishna's sweet, sportive pastimes as well as the pastimes of his other incarnations. The last verse for today.
Avatare Bhagavatarupadhare Kirtana Karibe Sarva Shakti Parachari.
In this incarnation as a devotee, you will invest all your transcendental energies in the performance of Kirtan. In your incarnation as Gauranga, you will propagate five forms of eternal service. Shri Shachinandan Gaur Hari Ki Jai. So this section of Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat glorifies the Supreme Lord Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as being non-different from Radha and Krishna. And because Krishna is the source of all incarnations, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the source of all incarnations. You will never find in the Dashavatar Stotra Keshava Drita Krishna Sharira.
You will not find. Because the word Keshava means he who killed Keshi. That is Krishna. So Keshava Dhrita Meena Sharira. Krishna became Matsya. Krishna became Kurma. Krishna became Varaha, which means Krishna is the root. Deeparchireva Hidashantaram Abhyupetya. Deeparyate Vivritahetu Samana Dharma Yastadrgeva Hija Vishnu Tayavibhati Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. The Brahma Samhita very beautifully describes that if you have 10 candles or 10 lamps, once they are lit, you can see that they're all non-different from each other. But there was a point where 9 of them were unlit and one was the root which was used to light up the others. So similarly, Krishna is that original one. Krishna is the avatari, you can say. And the next one, all the next candles and next lamps are called avatars. Avatars are those nishprapanchat prapanche avatarati iti avataraha. Srila Sridhar Swami in his Bhavartha Deepika commentary of Srimad Bhagavatam has described the word avatara means he who descends from that world into this world. Rama Krishna Dhyavataraihi, he says. The incarnations are many, but the root of that is Krishna. So Krishna is the root. He is the avatari. Others are all avatar. Those who descend from that world into this world by default are called avatar. So because Krishna is the root, you can call him also as avatar. He is descending from that world. However, Krishna is actually avatari. He is the root of all avatars. You can say like that. So because Radha and Krishna have combined together in one form as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna Eka Atma Dui Dehadhari Anyonya Vilasirase Aswadanakari. Radha Krishna Nitya Aiche Ekahi Swarup Lila Rasa Aswadite Dhari Dui Rup. Radha Purna Shakti Krishna Purna Shakti Man Dui Vastu Vedana Hi Shastrera Praman. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrit has said that actually Krishna and Radharani, they are one tattva, just appearing in two forms. Radha Krishna Nitya Aiche Ekahi Swarup. They are eternally one. But Leela Rasa Aswadite Dhari Dui Roop. But they have taken two forms only to have very, very sweet, beautiful, attractive pastimes in Braj. But now when they become two, seeing the form of Radharani, seeing the beauty of Radharani, seeing the devotion of Radharani, seeing the qualities of Radharani, seeing the attributes of Radharani, the unparalleled sweetness of Radharani, Krishna becomes eager to become Radharani. And that is Gauravatar. Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Krishna's greed to become Radha. And the fulfillment of that greed is Chaitanya Leela. Vaidhakdya Sindhu Ranuragara Saika Sindhu Vatsalya Sindhu Atisandra Kripaika Sindhu Lavanya Sindhu Amrita Chavi Rupa Sindhu Shri Radhika Aspuratu Meridhi Keli Sindhu. Shripad Prabodhananda Saraswati has said that Radharani is actually the unparalleled personification of 7 oceans. 7 oceans. Vaidhakdya Sindhu. She is the ocean of expertise. She is the ocean of naughtiness. She is the ocean of all skills. Vaidhakdya Sindhu Anuraga Rasaika Sindhu. And she is the ocean, the only ocean of devotional service. Wherever there is devotion found in this world or in another world, wherever devotion, Krishna Prema is found, the root of that Krishna Prema comes from the heart of Radharani. Anuraga Rasa Eka Sindhu. She is the only ocean of Anuragras or pure devotion for Krishna. Vaidhakdya Sindhu Anuraga Rasaika Sindhu Vatsalya Sindhu. She is the ocean of Vatsalya. What does the word Vatsalya mean? The word Vatsalya means the love that the cow has for its calf. Vatsa. The word Vatsa means a calf. The love that the cow, Gomata, has for her Vatsa is called Vatsalyam. That motherly affection that a cow has for her calf, that's called Vatsalyam. So Radharani is Vatsalya Sindhu. She's the ocean of that love. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami in one work, he writes that he calls Radharani Ambika. Now the word Ambika, you see the word in Sanskrit, the word Amba means mother. And Ka means soft-hearted. Ka stands for Komal. The syllable Ka refers to Komal, soft-hearted. Komal means soft, delicate. So mothers are generally soft-hearted, but when you have to say, oh, so soft-hearted mother, instead of saying Amba, the word uses Ambika, right? So similarly, the word Radha,
Oh, soft-hearted Radharani is Radhika. Gopi becomes Gopika. So similarly, Amba becomes Ambika. So Srila Raghunath Das Goswami calls Srimati Radharani, oh, soft-hearted mother. Now, is Raghunath Das Goswami the son and is Radharani the mother? Is that the actual relation?
No.
Radharani doesn't have any children. No biological children. But Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, in his eternal swarup, in this world, he appears as Raghunath Das Goswami. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Padaki Jai. In Gaur Leela, he's appearing in a male form. But in Krishna Leela, he appears as a feminine form. His name is Rati Manjari. Or in some places as Tulsi Manjari. The maidservant of Srimati Radharani. So the love that Radharani has for her maidservants is like the love that mothers have for their daughters. So therefore, in that connection, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami calls Radharani, hey Ambike, oh dear mother. In fact, the love that millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of mothers can give, more than that, Srimati Radharani can give. Recently, in one series on Vrindavan Mahimamrit, we were discussing that Sri Vrindavan Dham is like a mother. Why? Because Sri Vrindavan Dham is the swarup, the Tirtha swarup of Radharani's heart. When you enter Vrindavan Dham, you're actually entering Radharani's heart. Vrindavan Dham is Radharani's heart. Panchakosha Vistiranam Dhamam cha Hridayam Mama. This Dhamma is Mama Hridayam. Radha and Krishna have said that Pancha Yojana Vistiranam Dhamma cha Hridayam Mama. That this Dhamma, Vrindavan Dham, which is spread by Panchakrosh, is actually my heart. So Vrindavan Dham is the manifestation of Radharani's compassion. And the Acharyas have said that Vrindavan Dham is like the best among mothers. Sripad Prabodhananda Saraswati has said in Sanskrit also in his Vrindavan Mahimamrit. And other Acharyas in Brij Bhasha have also written, Brinda Bipin so Prabhavasun apno hi gunadet jaise balak malin ko mat god bharilet. Just like a child becomes dirty with stool and urine, the child can go to nobody except the mother. And the mother cleans up the child and makes the child very, very attractive and bathes the child with her love. Not just with water, but with her love. She has no problem in cleaning after the child because she sees all of this in connection to her child. So similarly, Sri Vrindavan Dham is like that. Anyone who takes shelter of Sri Braja Dham, two things happen. The stool and urine of the anarthas and aparads in the heart of the living entity is all washed off. Which means if we live in Vrindavan Dham, we take shelter of Sri Braja Dham, our anarthas will be destroyed like this. Why? Because reactions will start coming very heavily. Sometimes devotees fear, if you live in Vrindavan, then reactions will come and then it is very difficult, etc. But Vrindavan Dham is showering her mercy. She switches on the shower of her kripa and very quickly, all the soap water and all the shampoo of our anarthas are washed off very quickly. So this is the first thing that happens. And the second thing that happens, just like the mother not just cleans after the child, but also makes the child attractive with newer clothes. So similarly, Sri Vrindavan Dham also brings in good qualities in the heart of the living entity. Cleans out all the anarthas and brings in all good qualities. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchanai sarvai gunais tatra samasate sura harav abhaktasya kuto mahat guna manorathena sati dhavato bhai. The Bhagavatam describes, 5th canto, that when someone does bhajan, someone chants the holy name, then these two things will happen. Anarthas will go away and good qualities will come. Humility will come. Titikshava karunika surida sarvadehina majata shatrava shanta sadhava sadhubhushana Shantir avyartha kalatvam virakti manashunyata asha bandha samutkanta namagane sadaruchi asaktistad gunakhyane pritistad vasatisthale adveshta sarvabhutana maitre karuna evacha nirmamo nirahankara samadukha sukakshami. All these qualities will come. All good qualities from all shastras will come to live in the heart of the living entity. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has described this very beautifully in his Chaitanya Shikshamrita. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said that the only limb that we have to take shelter of is Krishnaika Sharanam, to take shelter of Krishna. There are 26 qualities a Vaishnava possesses. 26 qualities. And in that, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says there is one primary quality and 25 secondary. What is that one primary quality? Krishnaika Sharanam. I belong to only Krishna. Radharani and Shri Krishna are the life and soul. Jeevane nidhane nityam Radha Krishna gatir mama. Radha Krishna pran mor jugal kishor. Jeevane marane gati aranahi mor. Even if some other incarnation comes and tells me, chalo, I will take you to Vaikuntha. We fold our palms and he will say, Radha Krishna gatir mama. You please shower your blessings on me. Hey Narsingha Dev, please shower your mercy on me. Oh Vamana Avatar, you please shower your mercy on me. Vishnu comes with four hands. Come, I will take you on the back of Garuda. Back home, back to Vaikuntha. Hey Prabhu, you please shower with all four palms, you shower mercy that I get Radha and Krishna in Braj. Aradhyo Bhagavan Brajesha Tanayastad Dhamma Vrindavanam Ramya Kajid Upasana Brajavadum Vargena Yakalpita. This is all that I want. I want Sri Vrindavan Dham. I want Radha and Krishna. I want their lotus feet. Radha Krishna Seva Pabo A Abhilashi. Now in Vaikunth, where will I find Radharani? Where will we find Giriraj Govardhan? Where will we find Jamuna? Where will we find the dust of Braj? Where will we find the gopis? There is no swing festival. There's no boat festival. There's no Holi. Aaj khelo sham sang Holi. No Holi Leela, Jal Krida in Vaikunth. So therefore, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has said, Na yoga siddhi namamastu moksho Vaikuntha loke pina parshvadattam. Oh my Lord, I don't want anything from you. If you want to make me a servant of yours in Vaikuntha, I don't want to come. Then the Lord will say, where do you want to go? Mamastu vrindavana eva vasa. I have decided that Sri Vrindavan Dham is my life and soul. This Sri Vrindavan Dham is my life and soul. Vrindashtakam ya shrunuyat patetva vrindavanadhisha padabjabhringa sa prapya vrindavana nityavasam tat prema seva labhate kratartha. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur at the end of his Vrindadevyashtakam, he has said, Vrindashtakam ya shrunuyat patetva. If somebody glorifies Vrindadevi, Tulsi Maharani, hears her glorification or chants her glorification. Vrindashtakam ya shunuyat pathetva vrindavanadhisha padabja bhringa. He will become a bumblebee at the lotus of Radharani's lotus feet. And sa prapya vrindavana nityavasam tatprema seva labhate kratartha. On the lotus of Radha's feet, he will become a bumblebee, always hovering, drinking the honey nectar of the service to the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. This is the benefit of doing Tulsi Arati. This is the benefit of circumambulating Vrindadevi. So this is Sri Vrindavan Dham. Sri Vrindavan Dham purifies the living entity. One Acharya was mentioning that Sri Vrindavan Dham is like the cow and the residents of Sri Vrindavan Dham are like the calf. What happens? When the calf is born, it's filled with blood. And at the same time, it's trembling because of weakness. The calf can't stand up. But what does the mother cow do? Till the time the calf lives between her legs, she will lick all that blood with her own tongue, clean the calf, and give the calf her own breast milk, the milk from her udder with so much love. And as a result, that calf now becomes so healthy and so naughty that it starts jumping around. What has the mother done? The mother has done two things. Licked off the blood and also given her milk and given nutrition and nourishment. So Sri Vrindavan Dham is like the cow. And the residents of Sri Vrindavan Dham, those who are sheltered by Sri Vrindavan Dham, under Sri Vrindavan Dham, they are like the calf. Vrindavan Dham licks off the blood of their anarthas and gives the milk of her kripa and makes the person spiritually very strong. Now what happens? When the calf becomes healthy, the calf moves out. Right, the calf moves out between the legs of the mother cow. And now the calf one day becomes a cow herself. And now she can take care of another calf. What does that mean? Acharyas like Srila Prabhupada, who are like calves, under the legs of the cow like Sri Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada becomes a cow and walks out and gives shelter to so many other calves. And give shelter to the whole world. But where is all this compassion of Sri Vrindavan? Where is all this kripa, shakti of Vrindavan coming from? It is coming from the heart of Radharani. So Sripad Prabodhananda Saraswati says, Vatsalya Sindhu. Radharani is
the ocean of compassion. And this is why Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has called Radharani as Ambike. Oh dear mother, the love that you can offer, even millions and millions of mothers cannot offer that much love. You see, when mothers offer their love in this world, it is certainly glorious. But what happens? The mother also gets bound to the child, and the child also gets bound to the mother. We have gotten human form. Why? To be free from material attachment. But every love that we get in this world only ends up binding us. The mother, the father, the brother, the sister, the wife, the husband, the son, the daughter, the grandfather, the grandmother, they all give affection. And as a result, the knot in our heart of material dependence and attachment increases. And ultimately, when they leave us, oh, it causes so much pain. But Vrindavan shows her love by liberating us. The more one is attached to mothers in this world, the more one is absorbed in material attachment. And the more one is attached to Sri Vrindavan Dham, the more one gets materially detached. Now you tell me, who's a better mother? Sri Vrindavan Dham is the better mother. Sri Vrindavan Dham has so much love for all living beings. Therefore, you can see Sri Vrindavan Dham moves like the heart of Srimati Radharani. How is the heart of Srimati Radharani? Always hot, because there is fire of separation from Krishna. Radharani's heart is piping hot because she's always crying and weeping in separation from Krishna. So the heat of separation is there. So when we go to Sri Vrindavan Dham, we feel the heat. It is not the summer heat. It is the heat of separation that Radharani is feeling from Krishna that is felt in the atmosphere of Sri Vrindavan Dham, because Sri Vrindavan Dham, the climatic condition of Sri Vrindavan Dham and the heartbeat of Radharani's bhav is the same. Vrindavan Dham is not a province in Uttar Pradesh, which is a province in India. No, Sri Vrindavan Dham is Sakshat Goloka Vrindavan. There are five kinds of Vrindavan. The first kind of Vrindavan is Goloka Vrindavan. Goloka Vrindavan is the Vrindavan in the spiritual world. The second kind of Vrindavan is the Prakat Vrindavan, Bhuloka Vrindavan, that Krishna got in this world. So first Vrindavan is that Vrindavan. Second Vrindavan is what Krishna got in this world. Third Vrindavan is Drishyaman Vrindavan, the Vrindavan that we see today, which is different from Goloka Vrindavan and which is different from the Vrindavan that Krishna got in this world, right? When 5,000 years ago, Vrindavan looked different. So that's one. Krishna got that second. Drishyaman Vrindavan, the Vrindavan that we see today, is the third type of Vrindavan. The fourth type of Vrindavan is what a pure devotee manifests in this world. You can see so many places that pure Vaishnavas have manifested. Srila Prabhupada manifested Vrindavan outside Vrindavan, new Vrindavan. Similarly, Parampujapad Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj at Govardhaniko village, and Parampujapad Srila Shivram Swami Maharaj at New Vrajadham, and so many such wonderful, wonderful examples. So when pure Vaishnavas manifest Vrindavan in this world, that is also Abhinna Swarup, non-different from Vrindavan. And the fifth Vrindavan is what pure Vaishnavas carry in their heart, as in when wherever they go. Bhavad Vida Bhagavata Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibho Tirthi Kuruvanti Tirthani Swantasthena Gadaprata. Wherever the pure Vaishnavas walk, Gangara parasha hoile paschate pavan darshane pavitra karo ei tumargun. Tomare ridaye sada govinda vishram. It is described by Narottam Das Thakur that in the heart of pure Vaishnavas, Krishna is living. But where does Krishna live? Brindavanam parityajya padam ekam nagachati. Krishna has said that I don't take one step out of Braj. So if you say Krishna lives in the heart of pure Vaishnavas and Krishna doesn't step one step out of Braj, what is the heart of a pure Vaishnava? Anyera ridayaman moraman Brindavan. The heart of pure Vaishnavas is Sri Vrindavan Dham. So this is the fifth Vrindavan. So in this way, we can see Sri Vrindavan Dham has this power to purify living entities and give Abhishta Doham. All desires are fulfilled by Sri Vrindavan Dham. All desires. Tirthaspadam Shiva Virinchinutam Sharanyam. This Vrindavan Dham is the abode of all Tirthas. Prayag also takes shelter of Braja. Ganga Devi takes shelter of Braja. The Chardam, Kedarnath, Badrinath, they take shelter of Braja. All Tirthas, they take shelter of Sri Vrindavan Dham. One time we saw one sadhu in Vrindavan Parikrama, and he was reading Ramayana. He was a Ramanandi sadhu, worshipper of Sita Ram. So then the question asked to him was, if you are a worshipper of Sita and Ram, then why are you taking shelter of Sri Vrindavan Dham? You should take shelter of Chitrakoot or Ayodhya, right? Sri Vrindavan Dham is the place of Radha and Krishna. But the Tirthasthali for Sita and Ram is Chitrakoot or Ayodhya. Then why, oh sadhu, why are you taking shelter of Vrindavan Dham? The sadhu said, oh, because we know Srimati Radharani is the most merciful. So we are living in Sri Vrindavan Dham to please the heart of Srimati Radharani. When she appears, we will ask her, please give us bhakti to the lotus feet of Sita and Ram. So even people from other sampradayas, they know the heart of Srimati Radharani. So vaidhagya sindhur anuragra saika sindhu, vatsalya sindhu, ati sandra kripaika sindhu, ati sandra kripaika sindhu. Radharani has compassion for anyone and everyone at all times. At all times. Just like the sun. The sun sees pure water and sees a pool of urine with the same vision, right? The sun doesn't make difference. If the sun sees a pool of pure water, it evaporates. Sees a pool of urine, also evaporated. If the sun of this world doesn't see difference between pure water and contaminated water, what can be said about the eyes of Krishna? And then what can be said about the eyes of Radharani and the vision of Radharani? And what can be said about her mind and her heart? Oh, Radharani doesn't see any faults in anyone. Even Krishna doesn't see faults in anyone. When time comes to see good qualities in his devotees, he becomes Jagannath. He opens his eyes and he's seeing good qualities in Vaishnavas. Vaishnavera gunagrahi na dekhai dosh, kaya mana vakya kare Vaishnava santosh. Krishna with big, big eyes, he's only seeing good qualities in Vaishnavas. He's not seeing anybody's faults. This is Krishna's eyes. And when time comes, somebody comes and tells Krishna, look, that devotee is so bad. Look at his fault. Then Krishna becomes Venkateshwara Balaji. He closes his eyes and he puts tilak over his eyes. You can see these two forms of Jagannath and Venkateshwara, Srinivas, Govinda in Tirupati. One has eyes wide open as Jagannath. When time comes to see good in others, in Vaishnavas, even little. Rai ke sam bhajan ko manat meru saman. In Braj Bhasha it is said, Rai ke sam bhajan ko manat meru saman. The heart of Radharani is such that even if there is bhajan that one is doing, which is like a small mustard seed, Radharani sees that like Mount Meru. So this is the vision of Radha and Krishna. Little good quality, they will see like Jagannath. And lot of faults, they will close their eyes. They will say, no, don't see all this. The heart of this Vaishnava is now at this moment like Amavasya, no good qualities. But in 15 days, he will become Purnima. He'll become full moon, spotless moon. Ati sandra kripaika sindhu. This is the heart of Radharani. Supremely merciful, supremely magnanimous, supremely compassionate. You can see so many stories of how merciful Radharani is. One time Srimati Radharani was at Govardhan. One of Krishna's calves was walking around. Little, tender calf. Calf was walking around and he started eating some grass. And as he was eating some grass and was smelling the grass, sniffing the grass and eating the grass, one sharp blade of grass went into the nostril of this calf. And immediately it got stuck and blood was oozing. And Radharani was sitting at Govardhan and she looked at this. She went running to that calf. She tore a piece of her cloth, you know, and removed all the blood and slowly pulled out that blade of grass. And with her first aid team of Braj, Srimati Radharani being the forest goddess of Braja, she has the first aid team at her beck and call. And she treated the calf, kept the calf on her lap, patted so nicely, and nursed the calf back to health and supreme compassion. So probably this calf on purpose put that sharp blade of grass in the nose, I believe, so that the calf can now get the lotus feet and the lap and the attention of Srimati Radharani. This is the heart of Srimati Radhika. Softer than millions and millions of lotus petals, cooler than millions and millions of moonbeams. This is Srimati Radharani. Krishna may punish, Krishna may reject. Krishna works on justice. Ye yatham am prapadhyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham. If you deserve, I will give you. If you don't deserve, I won't give you. But Radharani works on mercy. Justice means you deserve, you get it. You don't deserve, you don't get it. And Radharani, mercy.
Whether you deserve or you don't deserve, I don't care. I will end up giving it to you. This is mercy. Whether we know or we don't know, we touch fire, it burns. Why? Because the fire doesn't see our mood. The fire doesn't see our intention. The fire doesn't see our state of mind. The fire doesn't see whether we are old or young or male or female or knowledgeable or illiterate or poor or rich. The fire has one quality. Whoever comes in contact will be touched by that quality. Electricity. Whoever comes in front of electricity and touches a live wire, please don't try this at home, but just as an example. Anybody who touches live wire, whether a child or an old man or male or female, whether they have been to school or never been to school, whatever their background may be, man or animal, the electric current will do its work. So when fire of this world cannot give up its quality, when electricity of this world cannot give up its quality, what to speak of Srimati Radharani? Anybody who bathes under the moonbeams of Radharani's Kripa Sagar, Radharani is a moon. Anybody who stands under the moonbeams of Radharani's compassion will be touched, whoever they may be. Patra patra vicharanam nakurute nasvam param vikshate deha deha vimarshavo nahinava kalam pratiksha prabho. Shripad Prabodhananda Saraswati has said the heart of Sriman Mahaprabhu, because Sri Shashinandan Gaurahari has taken the heart of Radharani. Whose heart is Gaur Leela? Gaur Leela is Mahaprabhu's heart. Mahaprabhu is Radharani's heart. There is no difference. Radha Bhava Dhyuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. Why is Shachinandan Gaurahari, our Sriman Mahaprabhu, so merciful? Because he has taken the heart of Radharani. And Radharani is most merciful. Therefore, Mahaprabhu is most merciful. So many incarnations are there. Ramchandra is also merciful. Krishna is also merciful. Brahmaji has said, Esham Ghosha Nivasinam Utabhavan. Oh Krishna, how merciful are you? Sadvesha Divaputanapi Sakula Twam Deva Devarpita Yadhamartha Surit Priyatmatanaya Pranashayatvatkrite. Brahmaji tells Krishna, oh Krishna, how merciful are you? You appeared, and on the sixth day, Putana came. And what did you give Putana? You made her your mother. She came to murder you. She came to kill you. She came with deceit. And you gave her the position of mother. It's like someone who has been waiting 10 years for a job. And they finally get a good job. And then they go to the temple. And the temple they're announcing, any sponsors for Sunday feast? And the person raises both his hands. And then I will sponsor the Sunday feast. Very good, his name is written. Now we are looking for any sponsors for Gaur Purnima. Again, he will raise his hand. Now, because till now he wanted to give, he didn't have money. But now he has got money. So everything that is asked for, there is some help needed. He will put his hand and he will offer with his heart's satisfaction. So Krishna, he is Karuna Sindhu. He is very merciful. But only when someone like a Putana comes, can he give all his kripa. So Brahmaji is saying, Krishna, you're so kind that the first person you saw in this avatar, that is Putana, you gave all that you had to her. What you have in your heart, you have Mother Yashoda. You gave that position to someone who came to murder you. Now, what else do you have to give? The Brajvasis, Yad Dhamartha Surat Priyatma Tanaya, they have given their homes to you. They have given their wealth for you. They have given up their spouse for you. They have given up their families for you. They have even given their life air for you. What do you have to reciprocate? Kya hai tumhare paas? Sab kuch to de chuke. You have given everything that you had to Putana. Now what do you have? You are always in debt, O Krishna. This means Brahmaji is appreciating the heart of Krishna. This is in Sanskrit called as Kaimutik Nyay. Kaimutik Nyay means Kimuta. If Krishna can give this to Putana, then how much more will he give the Vrajvasis? Like that. It's not that he cannot give. Agar Putana ko aise de sakte hain, to Brajvasiyon ko to kehna hi kya. That is the Kimuta. If the mother can do this for the neighbor's child, then how much more for her own child? Like that. So Krishna is merciful. But in comparison to Radharani's Kripa, Krishna's mercy gets hidden. Why? Because Krishna's mercy comes from the heart of the supreme enjoyer. And Radharani's mercy comes from the heart of the greatest devotee. The devotee is more kinder than the Supreme Lord. You see, how much ever Krishna showers mercy, Even if Krishna is trying to shower 100% mercy, he will end up giving 99.9999%. Why? Because that 0.001% he will hold because he feels good in giving that mercy, because he's the supreme enjoyer. So in every act, there is some tinge of enjoyment that Krishna will keep for himself. Putana ka udhar karte hain. 99% is filled with kripa. But in doing that, that 1% he feels happy. He feels joy in doing that, because by nature, Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. You see, Shuchinam Srimatam Gehe Yogo Vrashta Vijayate. Neha Bhikramanashosti Pratyavayo Na Vidyate Svalpamapyasya Dharmasya Trayate Mahato Bhayat. Whatever we have collected over lifetimes, that samskars will be there in the heart. However, how much ever bhajan somebody tries to perform, if last 50 lives he has eaten meat, even if he's chanting very sincerely in this life, the tendency to eat meat will be higher than others, because there's past impressions. So similarly, Krishna also has bad past impressions. What is that? In all his incarnations, he is the supreme enjoyer. So that impression of keeping 1% to himself is always there. Even if Krishna uplifts a demon, liberates a demon, he's doing it out of kripa. But in that process, there is 1% tinge of joy that he receives in doing that. If Krishna steals butter, if Krishna gets scolded by Mother Yashoda, yes, he is giving in to Mother Yashoda, 99% out of bhaktavatsalyata. But in doing that, there is a 1% tinge of his own enjoyment. He likes being chastised by his mother. Because he's the supreme enjoyer, whatever Krishna does, that 1% commission he will keep for his own Atmaram, Aptakam position of being the supreme enjoyer. But Srimati Radharani, because she's never the supreme enjoyer, she gives 100%. Srimati Radharani ki jai. So Krishna is most merciful. Krishna is kind. Krishna is most compassionate. He is most magnanimous. But Radharani always has a little edge over him, because she is not the supreme enjoyer. She is the supreme enjoyed. She is the para prakriti. She is always for the service of Krishna. And this is what attracts the heart of Krishna. That how is it that I am also being compassionate, she is also being compassionate, but I can't overcome that 1% nature of mine of being the supreme enjoyer. But Radharani does it 100% selflessly. And I want that. I want that. And nobody except Radharani can give that to me, Krishna is thinking. Ati sandra kripaika sindhu. Shripad Prabodhananda Saraswati has said, Radharani is the only ocean of unlimited compassion. Vaidagdha sindhu ranuragra saika sindhu, vatsalya sindhu ati sandra kripaika sindhu, lavanya sindhu. Lavanya Sindhu. Lavanya Sindhu means she is the ocean of beauty. Who can describe Radharani's beauty? Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has mentioned, the fragrance coming from Srimati Radharani's body is so intoxicating that all the flowers of all the trees of all the forests of Braj, they hang their head down in shame with all their petals and all their fragrance. That is this what we are proud of to have as our beautiful petals and the fragrance coming from the world of our flowers? Look at the fragrance coming from body of Srimati Radharani. When Radharani wears a flower garland, it is not that the fragrance of the flower garland sticks on the body. The fragrance of Radharani's body sticks on the flower garland. So when the garland is taken out, the fragrance of Radharani's form is still there in that garland. Ha devi ka akubara gadgada yadhivacha yache nipatya bhuvi dandavad udbatarthi asya prasadam abudasya janasya kritva gandharvike nijagane gananam videhi. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad has said, and in Bhakti Vinod Vani Vaibhav, a very beautiful book by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this question has been asked. What is the best prayer at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani? And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has quoted this verse of Srila Rupa Goswami that we just quoted. And he said, this is the best verse glorifying Srimati Radharani, best prayer to Srimati Radharani. You can read. So Rupa Goswami has said, Ha devi kaku bara gadgada yadhyavacha O Radharani, with voice choking and trembling with a lump of emotion in my throat.
Yache nipatya bhuvidandavadut batarti.
I fall like a stick rolling at your lotus feet with tears in my eyes, teeth chattering in ecstasy. Rup Goswami is saying, Radharani, I fall at your feet and I'm begging you.
Asya prasadam abhudasya janasya kritva.
Please give this foolish person,
abhudasya janasya kritva.
Give this person one prasad. Radharani is saying, what do you want?
Gandharvike nija gane gananam videhi.
Oh Radharani, when you count your team, that this is, oh, this is Chandravali's camp. Oh, this is another camp. But this is my camp. This one, two, three, four. When you count, you please count me in your team.
Srila Rupa Goswami Pad has prayed. Gandharvike, oh Gandharvika, oh origin of all fragrance, Gandharvike, nija gane, aapke gan mein, gananam videhi.
Please count me as one of your maidservants in your team. Krishna has said in the Bhagavad Gita, gandoham prithivyamscha, that I am the fragrance of Mother Earth. But he doesn't say why. In Gita, Krishna is speaking in subtle hints. He's telling Arjun, of all the fragrance, I'm the fragrance of Mother Earth. Oh, actually, Mother Earth becomes fragrant when Srimati Radharani walks on her surface. The fragrance of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet spreads in all directions of Sri Vrindavan Dham.
Yasya kadapi vasananchana khelonotta dhanyati dhanya pavanena kritarthamani yogindra durgamagate madhusudanopi tasyanamostu vrishabhanubhuvodi shepi.
Sripad Prabodhananda Saraswati has said, the fragrance of Radharani's lotus feet is carried by the breeze in all directions. And when it goes through the nostril of Krishna, Krishna faints. Krishna faints. He can't take anymore. There's an upper limit that even God can take. And the fragrance of Radharani's complexion and form goes beyond that. She's unlimitedly fragrant. So when Radharani walks, and when her dress, when her ornaments, when her flower garlands, which have been offered to her, when the tambul that she has chewed, everything is placed on Mother Earth. Mother Earth becomes fragrant. And Krishna says, I am that fragrance. O Arjun, of all the fragrance, I am that fragrance. Gandoham prithivyamcha. This is the fragrance of Srimati Radharani's form. Who can describe? Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has said, you take little chandan, fresh pulp of forest sandalwood paste, and you mix little musk there, and mix little kasturi and aguru and camphor, and all of this with the fragrance coming from the whirl of the night blooming blue lotus flower. Can't even imagine. All of this put together, all this fragrance gets shamed in comparison to the fragrance coming from Srimati Radharani's form. What can be said? What can be said? One Acharya writes, actually, Radharani is so beautiful that when Krishna looks at Srimati Radharani, he will faint and be unconscious for hours. Therefore, what do the maidservants of Srimati Radharani do? Oh, they decorate her with ornaments. The ornaments are kept so that they distract Krishna's attention a little away and Krishna can be awake. The beauty of Radharani's nose is so much. Just by looking at Radharani's nose, Krishna will faint. And so that the Sakhis don't want Krishna to faint, therefore they will put a nose ring. So that by looking at the nose ring, he will come back alive. The attention from the beauty of the nose is taken to the beauty of the nose ring. And that distracts Krishna and keeps him awake and alive. So the ornaments are not put to decorate Radharani more than before. The ornaments are put to reduce her beauty, to distract Krishna away from the actual beautiful features of Radharani's form. Where can we go and how much can we describe? Limited tongue, limited time, limited ability, polluted senses. What description can come out of this?
Lavanya sara rasa sara sukhai kasare. Karunya sar madhura chavi rupa sare. Vaidhagda sara ratikeli vilasa sare. Sri Radha, Sri Radhika abhidhan mama sara sare.
Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati has said, Radha abhidha mama manokhila sara sare. He has said, Radharani is the essence of the essence of the essence of beauty.
Lavanya sara rasasara sukhaika sare. Of all the beauty that is found in this world, you take the essence of 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 all this beauty, and that is Srimati Radharani. Lavanya sara. Lavanya sindhu amrita chavi rupa sindhu. Sripad Prabodhananda Saraswati has said, when the milk ocean was churned, Lakshmi Devi came out. But when the ocean of nectar was churned, of Braja Prem, Srimati Radharani came out. Lavanya Sindhu Amrita Chavi Rupa Sindhu. Sri Radhika Spuratume Ridhikeli Sindhu. O Radharani, may you always appear in the salty ocean of my heart. My heart is salty. And it is oceanic. Because as much water is there in the ocean, so many material desires are there in my heart. Trishna toye madana pavana dhuta mohor mimale dara varte tanaya sahaja graha sanghakulecha samsarakhe mahati jalado majjatam nastridhaman padam bhoje varada bhavato bhakti navam prayachya. O Radharani, my heart is an ocean, salt water ocean, because it is filled with the water of material desires. It is blown on the top with the breeze of lusty desires. There are waves of unending material planning. And in the ocean are the crocodiles and the sea reptiles of material attachments. At this point, O Radharani, I have only one desire. May you, who is the ocean of these different personification of these big oceans, Vaidagdha Sindhu, Anuragra Saika Sindhu, Vatsalya Sindhu, Atisandra Kripaika Sindhu, Lavanya Sindhu, Amrita Chavi Rupa Sindhu. O Radharani, with all your oceanic qualities, you jump into the ocean of my heart. And this is all that I want, Sripad Prabodhananda Saraswati is saying. Even Raghunath Das Goswami has said, tavai vasmi, najivami, tvaya vina, iti vidnyaya devi, tvam nayamam charanantikam. O Radharani, tava eva asmi, najivami, tvaya vina, main aapi ka hu, main aap. Raghunath Das Goswami, aapi ka hu, ya Rati Manjari, main aapi ki hu. Hey Radharani, I belong only to you, only to you. Na jivami tvaya vina, I cannot survive in this world without you. Iti vidnyaya devi tvam. O Radharani, understanding this, nayamam charanantikam, please keep me at your lotus feet. Devotees in the Gaudiya Sampradaya Parampara are crying like this to Radharani. Why? Because even Krishna, who is our Krishna Vande Jagat Guru, whatever great personalities do, Yadyad acharati sreshta tattad evetaro jana sayat pramanam kurute lokastad anuvartate. Whatever the greatest acharya has done, we have to do. Who is the greatest acharya? Vasudeva sutam devam kamsachanuram ardhanam devaki paramanandam krishnam vande jagadguru. So Krishna himself wants the bhava of Radharani. Krishna himself wants the complexion of Radharani. Krishna wants the devotional mood of Radharani. Krishna wants the ecstasy of Radharani. Krishna wants to feel what it feels to be a devotee. We as devotees want to be God, and God himself wants to be a devotee. The position of being a devotee is greater than God, because God himself wants to be a devotee. So Krishna, Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Ki Drishova Nayaiva Swadhyo Yenad Bhuta Madhurima Ki Drishova Madhya Saukhyam Chasya Mad Anubhavata Ki Drisho Vetti Lobhad Tad Bhavadya Samajanishachi Garbha Sindhu Harindu. Krishna desires only the mood of Srimati Radharani and nothing else. Krishna has everything. Krishna knows everything. Krishna conquers everything. Krishna defeats everyone. Vedaham samati tani vartamanani charjuna. Janma adhyasya yatonvaya aditartas charteshu abhijna swarat. He is independent. Swatantra Ishwara Prabhu Nahi Nivaran. He can go wherever he wants. He can do whatever he wants. Kartum, akartum, anyatha kartum. He can do, he can undo, he can do something else also. Anuvaniyan, mahato mahiyan, eko bahunam yo vidadhati kaman, nityo nityanam, chetanas chetananam. The Upanishads have described, he's smaller than the smallest, larger than the largest, heavier than the heaviest, lighter than the lightest. In one form, he's manifesting in so many forms. He's fulfilling everybody's desires. But who will fulfill his desires? Amake ananda dibe ache kon jan? I am fulfilling the desires of the whole world. Krishna is saying, my battery is running out. I am fulfilling everybody's desires. But where is my charger? Oh, that is Srimati Radharani.
That is Srimati Radharani.
Ra shabda uccharana matrena yami shravana lobhataha dha uccharanam pascha dadami bhakti muttamam. Brahma Vaivarta Puran. If someone says, Ra, Krishna says, oh, I come running to him to hear what is he going to say next. And if they say dha after that, dadami bhakti muttamam, I give the greatest bhakti to that devotee. So Krishna transcendently attracted and he moves behind the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. This is Krishna's mood. You can see when Krishna is playing the flute also, his peacock feather is towards Radharani. He's almost bent towards Radharani. Because wherever there is devotion, that controls Krishna. Satyam satyam punaha satyam satyam eva puna punaha vina radha prasadena mat prasado na labhyate. Krishna has said in the Padma Puran, this is truth, this is truth, this is truth. And again, I proclaim this is the truth. Without the mercy of Radharani, no one can attain me. Trailokya prithivim dhanya tatra vrindavana puri tatra tu gopika partha tatra radha vidhamama. Hey Arjun, Adi Puran, Krishna is saying, of all the worlds, prithivi dhanya, Mother Earth is glorious. Tatra vrindavana puri, on earth, Vrindavan is glorious. Tatra tu gopika partha. And in Vrindavan, the gopis are the glorious, most advanced. And there amongst the gopis, Tatra Radha Abhidha, Mama. And among all the gopis, my Radharani is the highest. He adds the word Mama there. Tatra Radha Abhidha, Mama. Mamata. This is how much affection Krishna has for Radharani. So if somebody is worshipping Krishna all by himself, he's not going to be happy. But if you worship Radha Krishna together, by worshipping Radharani, Krishna is happy. By worshipping Krishna, Radharani is happy. And wherever there is love, wherever there is devotion, Krishna gets attracted. Krishna goes to embrace the devotee. And because Radharani is filled with so much devotion, every atom of Krishna's body embraces every atom of Radharani's body. And that's how the golden complexion of Radha's body is seen on the body of Shyamsundar. When Ramananda Rai saw the darshan of Mahaprabhu in the middle, displaying the form of Shyamsundar and Prishabhanu Nandini Radharani, Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Rai, what do you see? Ramananda Rai said, I see Shyamsundar, who's standing in a threefold bending form, but the effulgence of the light golden complexion coming from the body of Radharani has made Shyamsundar completely golden. Radha chinta niveshena yasya kanti vilopita Shri Krishna charanam vande Radha lingita vigraham. Krishna in his heart, while standing with a threefold bending form, is remembering Radharani. And as a result, what has happened? The rays of Radha's form has covered Krishna's form. And by thinking constantly of Krishna, yasya kanti vilopita, the bluish black complexion of Krishna has become golden. And the nature of Radha's heart is compassion and sharing Krishna with everyone. And this is why when Krishna comes in the mood of Radharani as Mahaprabhu, he looks golden. And just like Radharani is always saying Krishna, Krishna, Mahaprabhu is always saying Krishna, Krishna, because it is Krishna taking the heart of Radharani and Radharani's heart is saying Krishna, Krishna. Therefore, Krishna as Mahaprabhu is saying Krishna, Krishna. How beautiful. So on the occasion of Gaur Purnima, this is our meditation. In the section that we read today in Chaitanya Bhagavat, it is described that Krishna is the source of all incarnations. And because Krishna has come as Mahaprabhu in Kali Yuga, we can see Mahaprabhu is the source of all incarnations. All incarnations are there in Mahaprabhu. Hastapada shire sava sharira bhitare pravishta hoya kurma rupa dekhiya prabhure. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes sometimes Mahaprabhu becomes like a kurma. Hastapada shira sava sharira bhitare. Sometimes his enchanting the names of Krishna, Mahaprabhu's head and hands and legs will get into his body. Pravishta hoy kurma rupe dekhiya prabhure. Prabhu will, Mahaprabhu used to give darshan to everyone of kurma. Just like a tortoise, a kurma dev, you can see the head, the hands, the legs, everything gets into the shell. Similarly, Mahaprabhu sometimes while chanting the name of Krishna in ecstasy, because all incarnations are in Mahaprabhu, his head, his hands, his legs, everything gets into the shell of his body. And he gives darshan to everyone as Kurmadev. And sometimes he gives darshan as Varahadev also. Varaha aveshe hoila murari rabhavan. तार स्कंदे चढ़ी प्रभु नाचिल आंगन। कविराज गोस्वामी डिस्क्राइब्स वराह आवेश हैला मुरारी भवन इन द हाउस ऑफ मुरारी गुप्त महाप्रभु बिकेम वराह आवेश ही बिकेम लाइक वराह देव एंड जस्ट लाइक वराह देव लिफ्टेड मदर अर्थ तार स्कंदे चढ़ी प्रभु नाचिल आंगन इन द मूड ऑफ वराह देव महाप्रभु you know he displayed very very beautiful pastimes in the house of Murari so sometimes as Kurmadev sometimes as Varahadev and sometimes as Narsingadev also Narsimha aaveshe prabhu hate gada laiya paashandi marite jaye nagare dhaiya sometimes in the mood of Narsingadev Narsingha aaveshe prabhu hate gada laiya he would take a gada in his hand and paashandi marite jaye nagare dhaiya he would run in the streets to kill the demons This is the beauty of Mahaprabhu's Leela. Sometimes as Matsya, sometimes as Kurma, sometimes as Varaha, sometimes as Narsingha. As Narsingadev, Mahaprabhu in a golden form with so many hands, he appeared. Can you imagine Mahaprabhu coming as Narsingadev with Gada in his hand and running on the streets? Seeing all the atheists, anybody who challenges Srivas Thakur and troubles the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, I will kill you. A 7.5-footer Supreme Lord coming as a lion. Very scary. Kaviraj Goswami says in this way, sometimes as Varaha, sometimes as Narsingha, sometimes as Kurma, and sometimes even as Matsya. Mana mora vamadina जल बिना जेन मीना कृष्ण बिना क्षण मरी जाय मधुर हास्य बदने मन नेत्र रसायने कृष्ण तृष्ण द्विगुण बढ़ाय बढ़ाय कृष्ण तृष्ण द्विगुण बढ़ाय Kaviraj Goswami says, Mana mora vamadin. Mahaprabhu, sometimes in the mood of Matsya, as a fish, he would say, Oh, my mind, my heart is poverty stricken. Jala vina je meen. I am like Matsya, a fish without water. Krishna vina kshane mari jai. Just like a fish when taken, golden fish taken out of the blue waters will give up its body. I am a golden fish taken out of the blue waters of Shamsundar's glory. Krishna vina kshane mari jai. In 1 second, I will die. Madhura hasya vadane. Oh, Krishna's face is sweet, smiling, attractive face. And mana netra rasayane. Krishna's form is nectar to the eyes and the heart. Krishna trishna dviguna badai. My thirst and hunger to get Krishna is increasing multifold times. So in this way, Mahaprabhu sometimes is as a golden fish out of the blue waters of Shamsundar in Matsya. And sometimes as Kurma, he pulls his hands and legs inside in Kirtan and gives everyone the darshan of Kurma Chaitanya. And sometimes as Varahadev, he will lift a water pot and give everybody darshan of his Varaha Swarup, like Varahadev lifted Mother Earth. And sometimes in Narsingha Avesh, he will take a gada and run around the street to kill the miscreants. Kaviraj Goswami says in this way, All incarnations were displayed by Mahaprabhu because they all originate in Mahaprabhu. Matsya Kurma Raghunatha Narsimha Vamana Varaha Adi Lekha Jar Na Jaye Ganana Na Jaye Ganana We cannot count how many incarnations were manifesting from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Matsya Kurma Raghunatha Sometimes as Matsya, sometimes as Kurma, sometimes as Ram. And Narsingha Vamana, sometimes as Narsingha, sometimes as Vamana avatar, Varaha Adi, Lekha Jar, Na Jaye Ganana. Oh, nobody can count how many incarnations were manifesting from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So just like Krishna is the root of all Dashavatars, Radha and Krishna come as Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is the root of all Dashavatars. Vedhanuddharate jaganti vahate bhugolamudbibrate daityam dharayate balim chalayate kshatrakshayam kurvate paulastyam jayate halam halayate karunyamatanvate blechan murchayate dashakritikrute gaurayatubhyam namah Oh Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who is the root of the Dashavatar, I bow down to you. All incarnations manifest from your divine personality.
panchakalpatrubhyascha kripa sindubhyai vacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Shri Shachinandan Gaur Hari ki jai, Srila Prabhupad ki jai, Ananta Koti Gaur Bhaktavrind ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari 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 Bo.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanavad Pranams. All glories to you, Prabhu. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for such a blissful class, such an enthusiastic class. You started off and I was thinking maybe I've given some wrong verses. Prabhu is typically giving Radhashtami class today. But then the way you connected, it was so beautiful, Prabhu, so beautiful. You just took it all the way, you know, to a different perspective of these verses. Really, really grateful to you. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for accepting this request, coming on the call and sharing these beautiful, beautiful verses by Prabodhananda Saraswati, by Raghunath Das Goswami. Really, really grateful to you, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mataji. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanavad Pranam. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for such a beautiful class. We are very grateful to you. You have time for questions, Prabhuji?
Yes, Mataji, we can take.
Yeah, so first raise, and Aditya Prabhuji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, I have written down my question, so I will just read it out for you. In a lecture, you said that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhuji will take us to Madhurya Ras Manjari Bhav. Also, Lord Gauranga or Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhuji is the Lord of Kali Yuga who has come to deliver everyone. So will he take everyone to Madhurya Ras? What about those souls who have a different swaroop, such as a cow or a cowherd boy? Also, what about those souls of Kali Yuga who have a swaroop as a das of Lord Sri Ramchandraji or Lord Sri Narasimha Devji? Do they also have a swaroop in relation to Lord Sri Krishna? That is the question, Prabhuji.
Beautiful. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a wish-fulfilling tree. You go and ask a wish-fulfilling tree, you want mango, he will give you mango. You go and ask him for apple, he will give you apple. You ask him for a banana, he will give you a banana. But if you go and ask the tree, what do you want to give me? Oh, then he will give you the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. So all desires will be fulfilled. Somebody wants to be the associate of Sri Ramchandra, Sri Narasimha Dev, or Lakshmi Narayan. Yes, by worshipping Mahaprabhu, all of that will be fulfilled. That is our desire. But if we follow the process of Sriman Mahaprabhu, then he will, just like, it's very interesting. If you bathe in the Ganga will take you to the place where she originates from, which is the lotus feet of Vishnu. So why people bathe in the Ganga? Because Ganga comes from the lotus feet. If you bathe, she will take you back to the lotus feet. So where is Mahaprabhu coming from? He's originating from the Nikunjas of Radha and Krishna's Leelas, because he's Radha and Krishna himself. So if we take shelter of him, then where will he take us? He will take us to the point where he's coming from. So it's very simple like that. So... Premarasa niryas korite aswadan ragmarg bhakti loke korite pracharam. He will give what he's tasting. What is Mahaprabhu tasting? He is samarpaitum unnata ujjwala rasam sva bhakti shriyam. Mahaprabhu came to taste Radharani's love for Krishna. So what he's tasting is what he will share.
Okay. Okay. But Prabhuji, do all the souls have a ras, have a swaroop as of what Mahaprabhuji has come to give? Or because if someone is a cow or a cowherd boy, then how will they accept the gift of Manjari Bhav from Sriman Mahaprabhuji?
So whatever their swaroop is, Mahaprabhu will bestow them. Mahaprabhu will give what their swaroop is.
So he will not give the Manjari Bhav to everyone, only to those who have a swaroop as Manjari.
Whatever our inclination is will definitely be gotten. Let's put it like that.
Okay. I will research more on this, Prabhuji. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Neeru Mataji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanavad Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
I have two questions, actually. I ordered ceramic Gaur Nithai from Braj Mela and I got it. And it's... May I speak in Hindi? I am comfortable in
Hindi. Haan ji, bilkul.
हमने ब्रज मेला से गौर निताई ऑनलाइन ऑर्डर किए और सेरेमिक के हैं आपको अच्छा। मैं उनके दर्शन करवाना चाहती हूँ, प्लीज हैव लुक।
जय हो, बहुत सुंदर, बढ़िया।
नाउ माय क्वेश्चन इज हाउ कैन वी सर्व देम।
आप उनके सामने नाम जप कीजिए और आप कीर्तन कीजिए उनके सामने, उनको आप जो भी पाएंगे उनको भोग पहले अर्पित कीजिए। इनकी सेवा तो बहुत सरल है, गौर नाम गौर धाम गौर रूप गुण अपराध नाही मानी तारिते निपुण। नवदीप धाम महात्म्य में तो कहा गया कि महाप्रभु अपने मूर्ति स्वरूप में सर्व वदान्य स्वरूप में स्थित हैं, वो कोई अपराध नहीं लेते। तो आप जो भी पाते हैं पहले उनको भोग अर्पित कीजिए, नाम जप कीजिए, खूब कीर्तन कीजिए, बस गौर अवतार और कुछ भी नहीं मांगते, ठीक है।
थोड़ा सा हमें भय लगता है कि कुछ अपराध गलती ना कर बैठे।
वो तो भय तो अभी छोड़ दीजिए, प्रभु के चरणों में कोई भय नहीं, ये तो अभय का स्थान है, भय का स्थान थोड़ी है। प्रभु का चरण अभय स्थान है, भय का स्थान नहीं है। भय तो माया देवी के लिए रख दीजिए, माया से डर लीजिए, प्रभु के सामने मत डरिए। जहां डरना है हमें वहां डरना चाहिए, डरना चाहिए तो भोग संपत्ति से डरना चाहिए, डरना चाहिए तो अन्य वार्ता से डरना चाहिए, डरना चाहिए तो दुसंग से, कुसंग से, यंत्रों के कुसंग से, व्यक्ति कुसंग से, अन्न दोष से, टीवी देखने से डर लगना चाहिए, लोगों से गंदी गंदी बातें करने में हमें सबको डर लगना चाहिए, माया से डरना चाहिए हमें, और प्रभु के चरण आश्रित होकर अभय पद को प्राप्त करना चाहिए। अभय चरण अरविंद रे, कोई डर नहीं, बिल्कुल। आप प्रेम से सेवा कीजिए, प्रभु एक पैर पे खड़े हैं आपकी आपकी सेवा लेने के लिए और कृपा बरसा, ठीक है
जी। जी एक प्रश्न और है प्रभु जी, इसी से संबंधित है मेरा।
हाँ जी,
ये थोड़ा सा जैसे ये प्रभु आए हमारे पास तो इनका चरणों में एक जगह थोड़ी सी ब्रेकेज थी।
अच्छा,
तो फिर हमने थोड़ा सा हम घबरा गए कि ये शुभ शकुन नहीं है या वट एवर यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड।
प्रभु हमें अपने अनर्थों के साथ ले सकते हैं, हम प्रभु को थोड़े टूटे वूटे नहीं ले सकते, बिल्कुल ले सकते हैं। हम अंदर से बाहर से खोखले हैं, प्रभु फिर भी हमें ले लेते हैं, तो पैर में या थोड़े हाथ में कटे कोई बात नहीं, प्रभु तो पूर्ण है
जी। ठीक, हमने तुरंत बैक कॉल किया ब्रज मेला में तो उन्होंने हम पर इतनी कृपा की, तुरंत ही उन्होंने दूसरा हमारे को डिस्पैच कर दिए। तो अब हमने उनको फेविक्विक या ऐसी चीज से कुछ जोड़ भी लिया, अब दूसरे आए हैं तो हमें ये कॉल आ रहा है कि आप पहले वाले हमें डिस्पैच कीजिए, अब हमारा मन नहीं है, हम दोनों ही रखना चाहते हैं, तो क्या ये उचित है?
अब मैं क्या बताऊं आपको, मैं क्या बताऊं, आप रख लीजिए दोनों,
आप ही कर सकते हैं केवल आप।
हाँ रख लीजिए दोनों, रख लीजिए दोनों, दे दीजिए, आप जैसे मन चाहो कीजिए, आपके ठाकुर हैं, ठीक है भैया। मैं दूसरा प्रश्न लेता हूँ, अभी समय की थोड़ी पाबंदी है। हाँ जी चलिए, राधे हरे कृष्ण। यस
या कृष्ण प्रभु जी प्लीज गो अहेड।
हरे कृष्णा प्रभु जी, दंडवत प्रणाम प्रभु जी।
दंडवत प्रणाम हरे कृष्णा।
फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई वांटेड टू थैंक यू प्रभु जी फॉर सच अ ब्यूटीफुल लेक्चर यू जस्ट अनॉइंटेड अस, बट माय क्वेश्चन इज प्रभु जी हाउ टू क्रिएट अफेक्शन टुवर्ड्स लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु, बिकॉज आफ्टर हियरिंग सो मच ऑफ कथा especially from your mouth, I have listened many kathas from your mouth and really Nectarian kathas are there Prabhu. I really try to attend lectures but still don't have affection, while also chanting we don't have proper attention. So how can we increase our attention and affection towards Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because we are filled with so many we have cultivated so many bad things in our mind, also we have cultivated wrong ideas from past life and so many things are there. So how can we clean all these bad things which are in us, and how can we get affection towards Lord Chaitanya's feet, and how can we get their mercy and just return to back home, back to Godhead in this one lifetime only, Prabhu.
Three shlokas are there from Shastra. Shloka number one. Shrutva gunan bhuvana sundara shrunvatam ye निर्विश्य कर्ण विवरै हरतोऽङ्गतापम् रूपम् दृशाम् दृशिमतामखिलार्थलाभम् त्वय्याच्युतो विशति चित्रमपत्रपम् मे। रुक्मिणी देवी हैज सेड इन कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 52 आई बिलीव टेक्स्ट 37 शी हैज सेड that by hearing about Krishna, even if you have never seen Krishna, attachment to Krishna can develop by the process of hearing, like Rukmini. She never saw Krishna, but by hearing about Krishna, attachment will, affection and attachment will increase. So we should continue to hear Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavad. The more Gaur Katha we hear, the more attachment for Mahaprabhu will increase. This is one, first sloka. Second sloka. What does this hearing process do? Pravishtha Karana Randrena Swanam Bhava Saroruham Dhunoti Shamalam Krishna Salilasya Yathasharat. Canto 2, Chapter 8, Text 4 and 5 describes that this hearing process goes in the heart and cleans all the anarthas. So your point was how to develop attachment, that is by hearing. Then second question was how to clean all the anarthas in the heart. This process of hearing, once Krishna is given entrance through the ear, through Harikatha, he will enter and he will clean the bedroom of our heart with the broomstick of his mercy. This has been described. And third verse comes from Harinam Chintamani. Bhumi skalita padanam, bhumi reva avalambanam, nama jata paradanam, tvameva sharanam prabho. We develop attachment to any limb of bhakti only by doing it. Somebody may say, I have no taste in chanting. How do I develop taste? It is not that taste will come one day and then we will start chanting. By chanting process, only taste will come. And the example Haridas Thakur gives is if somebody slips and falls to the ground, they get up by holding that same ground. So if you fall down in the process of japa, we get up by holding that process of japa only. We may not have taste, no problem, because nishtha comes first and ruchi comes later. Taste may not be there, but we should be fixed first in our process. Then after that, Krishna showers mercy and taste will come. So continue hearing and chanting with sincerity and make sure that the wood of our heart is dry, not wet, drenched in the water of Viruddhacharan. If we are hearing and chanting, our wood, the wood of our consciousness is getting dry. But now we push it into the water of sense gratification. If we eat things from the outside world, we see things from the outside world, we talk and act in a way which is not devotional, then again the wood of our consciousness has become wet. The fire of bhakti will not come up on that wet wood. So we have to perform bhakti and we have to make sure that the wood of our consciousness remains dry and not wet in the waters of sense enjoyment. Then very soon taste will come by the mercy of Krishna. Okay? We can take one last question, Mataji. Nita Gandharvika Mataji.
Manideep Prabhuji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Sisya Prabhu, Mahaprabhu came to feel the bhava of Radharani, which is full of devotion towards Krishna.
Mm.
And Radharani is also of same devotion and Madhurya Rasa. And at the same time, when we compare Radharani and Krishna, Radharani is a head. Then what makes Radharani and what qualities of Krishna make her to feel like that? That Madhuri Rasa and full of devotion.
What qualities in Krishna attract Radharani?
Yes, Prabhu.
Krishna's Rupa Madhuri, Venu Madhuri, Leela Madhuri and Prema Madhuri. Four Madhuris of Krishna attract Radharani's heart. In fact, this was one of Krishna's questions himself. So Manideep Prabhu, your question is very authentic because the three desires that Krishna had, one of those desires is Krishna wanted to know that Radharani is way more qualified than me. Then what attracts her to me? And the answers are Krishna's beautiful form, Krishna's flute playing, his wonderful heart, his heart of compassion. And at the same time, the loving associates and the dham that he has, the sweetness of his pastimes. Rasika Shekhara Krishna Parama Karun Eidui Hetur Ichhar Udgam. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes externally Krishna is Rasika Shekhar, most beautiful, and internally he is Paramakarun, most magnanimous. And this combination of external beauty, unparalleled beauty, and internal unparalleled compassion is what attracts the heart of Radharani. Theek hai. So we can wrap up here, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, once again for such a beautiful class. We are really very grateful to you and happy Gaur Purnima to you in advance.
Thank you. To you too.
I would like to offer my obeisances. Vancha kalpa tarubhyasya kripa sindhu bhyayavaja patitanam pavane bhyo vaishnavi bhyo namo nama ananta koti vaishnavrindhi ki jai shila prabhupat ki jai his grace amrinda prabhuji ki jai
ananta koti gaur bhakta vrindhi ki jai. In fact, all the little kids who are sitting and attending the class, younger in age, and you're all boys and girls attentively writing, joining from different parts of the world, my sincere prayers to my DTs Bhanunandini Shri Krishna. May they protect you. May they protect your family, your parents, your devotion. Wherever you are, in whichever association, may Krishna give you only more inspiration to make Krishna consciousness as the main thing in your life. So I really pray that may all distractions be taken away, and may Krishna give you all empowerment. I am always there with all of you, especially those who are young and performing bhakti. I am always there. You can write to me, and if there is any way I can assist, I will be very, very happy. All of you are on the priority list in my life, because others, those who are yes,
for children in bhakti, please pray for us also.
Mataji, you don't need. You're like the mother to everyone. We need your prayers, Mataji. We need your prayers and blessings. But those who are younger, especially, my sincere prayers and best wishes. Please never get distracted. At any point you need anything, please feel free to reach out. I'm always there. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. One small request, as you talked about children. You were telling that, you know, for that Mataji, somebody like who was asking about getting scared with deity worship, right? You were telling you have to get scared for watching TV. Can you, if you repeat that in English, it would be very helpful. All the children are behind TV. So whoever is listening, they will understand that they should be scared for those things, not anything else. Can you please repeat that in English?
Sure. Kids, I want all of you to watch lots of TV. But on that television, please watch only Krishna conscious stuff. Please watch Abhay Charan. Please watch Memories of Srila Prabhupada. Please, if you're of younger age, you can watch Krishna conscious cartoons, Ramayana, Mahabharata, etc. So watch a lot of TV if you want, but please Krishnaize it. That's my only request. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Hare Krishna. Thank you, everyone.
Thank
Shri Gaur Hari ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Anant Koti Gaur Bhaktavrinda ki jai. Jai Jai Sri Radhe Shyam, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Dandavat.